What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
I got to finish the round.
Oh, finishing the round?
Yeah.
What's he playing? Golf?
Yeah, golf. Have you played it?
Golf? The sport? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
You don't take me for the sporting type.
I'm not. Oh, chess is a sport.
Another sport that you're terrible at.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so bad at it. I'm just as you'd expect me to be at sports, no matter what the sport is.
No moves ahead.
Oh, mate. Sometimes I forget which side I'm playing.
Welcome to another classic episode of How to Not Comedy.
Yes. I won me round, by the way.
Nicely done.
Got it. Got it right at the end, mate. Slipped
in. Did you get a birdie?
Eagle, mate.
That's a hole in one, isn't it?
No.
Depends on what par you're on.
Yeah.
Was it par five? Fucking hell.
No, it's par four.
Par four, now that you think about it.
Yeah.
Took a bit.
Oi,
it's a lot to count.
I don't even know if it was a par four. I put so much thought into it.
That was ages ago.
And I was like, man, that's an inordinate amount of thought for a lie. I was just like, yep.
Yeah, right. So, fucking bombs.
Yeah, I bombed my dick off.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
I apologize. To the people of the Black Butt Hotel?
No. Just to the autists in the front row.
Sarah.
Poor Sarah.
In her butthole. Can we play your set? Let's play them.
Nah.
I got mine. I'll play mine first.
Did you bomb?
Yeah. I bombed. I'd call it a bomb. It wasn't great. It's new stuff. Whoops.
I really don't want to watch my set.
Well, that's what we're here to do. That's the show. 5 minutes 30. I thought I went well over. Anyway.
That's just too slow, way too slow. I've smoked weed on the highway. I wasn't going that slow. Like, everything you were saying before, weed won't ruin your life. It will if you've got a girlfriend that packs you bombs while
good.
You drive.
Get up and just...
That'll ruin your life real quick. That and acid. Acid will fuck you up too. I don't know. Stay off of YouTube.
What are you going to say? That's good. We'll go through it.
Nah.
Get up and what?
I thought it was weird that you get up and start attacking his set.
Oh, the old guy ended saying that he was driving on the highway.
Yeah.
And he was stoned and that he was doing 10Ks an hour. And I just called him out on it because that's a lie.
Oh, yeah. That is a lie.
You can't. No one's doing 10.
No.
You might be going like 90 in 110 zone, you know.
Yeah.
Just playing it safe. But don't spread lies about the plant. That's all I'm saying. Anyway,
that would have been funnier if you'd have said that.
Well, I'm learning.
That was much funnier than what you came up with in the moment.
Generally is.
Yeah.
I'm watching this. I know what you're doing after the show. I did too much of it. Like, have you had this problem? Like, can you still do it? You can still do it. Only on the weekend? Fuck, oh, man.
You did it on the
weekend. Fucking hell. How'd that go for you? I did a jigsaw puzzle. That would have taken 12 hours later. Fucking two pieces together. I'm fucking killing this shit. So that's what happened to me. He's like, yeah, fuck it. That was it. Just got all the pieces out and just stared at them for a while. Fucking... I don't know, I figured out how much acid is too much acid is when the government takes your shoelaces off you. That's pretty much.
This isn't a bomb, you cunt. Let's just listen to let's listen to me fucking bad. Kill.
It gets bad.
You just like you've bad. Got everyone in the crowd laughing. It's a fucking well put together bit.
I'm just making this up on the spot. This is not my set. This is just lead into the set. I was just talking
cunt,
shit.
You've done 2 minutes already.
Minute 25.
There's been like 3-4 punchlines. And everyone's laughing still.
I'm just riffing.
Do you remember when I did my set last night?
I started
real strong.
Yeah.
And then immediately moved into my jokes and they bombed.
I do the same.
Zero.
I do the same. You just got to hold on.
All right.
Just wait for me to stop being good and then.
So, I've been trying to deal with older people better. This is not directed at you, Pete. It's just, it is what it is. I work in caravan repairs, so, you know, it's fucking just trying to respect my elders a little bit more. And, like this wrinkled old turnip turns up the other day. And it's fucking, oh, mate, I need your help. I'm like, fuck, you need help off me? Lose a millennial who lives with his parents. Must be a fucking rough day for you, Chief, anyway. What's going on? What do you need help with?
And, you're a bit preachy there,
like,
eh?
Alzheimer's was kicking in because he just thought he was at a job interview. He's like, oh, I used to be a fucking boil maker. And I'm like, hey, sniffing out all the things that go out there. I'm like, been asked for fucking all that shit. But anyway, he's like, telling me what's going on. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, mate, if you're a boil maker, I don't know if you know this, but caravans, not much boiling going on in there, for starters. And, if there's a problem with the kettle, like, I'll let you know, but otherwise, just fucking leave it to me, Chief. Thank you very much. And so got him stuck in, fixed his caravan. And, you know, he was giving me, like, all those other sort of excuses that older people have. Like, they don't want to admit that they don't know something because, like, back in the day, that was a sign of weakness. You can't admit that you don't know what you don't know. And it still persists today, but it was like, I don't know, just like, he gave me that old, you guys know this from like dealing with clients and stuff. He gave me that, like, I do it myself, I just don't have the time. Like, how many times have you heard that shit? And you're like, oh fuck, here we go. So, like, this guy's like 70 odd, so it's like, what time don't you have? Fit it in between the fucking bingo and the bowls, mate. You neglected your wife for fucking 25 years, like, just, anyway. Kind of like old people, is what I'm saying. That's all I tell them about. So you're going to die soon anyway. It doesn't matter if you don't know shit. Just fucking move on anyway. Anyway, what else have I been doing? Oh, I've figured this one out the other day. I've been getting...
Jesus Christ, that was a long bit. For nothing. Oh, there was nothing.
Yeah, I told you I bombed.
Where did it go? You just like... Yeah, I fucking... Like, you should have just gone, I fucking hate old people.
Yeah.
Like, instead of whatever the fuck that was, just be like, old people are cunts. No, I work in caravan repairs. I'd know.
Yeah.
That's my market, is old people.
There's some points in there that I think got some chuckles, so I've got to cut it way the fuck down.
The only...
think that's bad? Wait till the next part.
Making a fair bit of money on the side. It's like 100% locally sourced, and by locally sourced I mean I go behind like the Mayfield dumpster and back of Woolies and just, you know, pick up a few fucking apples and shit and go down and sell them. And fucking hippies love that shit, don't they?
Yep.
It's been rolling around in his boots for a few days. That's fucking that's exotic. Let's pay $5 for that. But I don't know, I felt kind of bad just kind of scamming these people, but then I thought,
that's,
you know,
a lie.
You didn't
pull an apple out of the dumpster and then try and sell that at the farmer's market.
I know that, dickhead. It's called a joke.
Yeah, that's what old mate was trying to do with the fucking joke driving 10Ks an hour. You're doing the exact same thing, cunt.
This is the thing, though. I want to do a short, like, of us, like, recording us doing that and then going to sell it at the farmer's markets. I just don't know if it's illegal or not.
I can guarantee you it is illegal.
Why?
Food handling standards. You can't put food in a bin.
But it's at a farmer's market. That's like, there's no fucking rules. That's the wild west of fruit.
You can't go pick up waste.
It's not.
And try and sell that to people as an edible product.
I have the solution in the next part.
Is okay, Hitler.
Imagine actually being in Woolies and seeing like the macro organic section right next to the other groceries and thinking, nah, this is the shit. They definitely just didn't repackage that stuff and put it here. And don't tell me that you can fucking tell, because no one can fucking tell, especially the people at the checkout, because I'll just take that stuff, unwrap it, put it in another bag, and put it through, and fucking no one's caught me yet, so... You want to go two steps to that plan. You take that stuff that you stole, take it down to the farmer's market, and then you're not lying to people, so it's fucking a win-win. But, I know where to go from here. You fucking like me already? Like, how long have we been going? Feels like a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Sorry. The line over there. All right, thanks. You guys have been sweet. Cheers.
Yeah, Eddie was lighting me from the bar. I couldn't see it.
Oh.
So I was looking at my feet because it was going so well. I kept looking over to like the booth and I thought Eddie was there. And then
so you just laughing
Eddie,
at him?
Eddie was up next and fucking Adam was sitting at the booth. But, so he wasn't paying attention to the light or the time and shit. He was just enjoying me fucking dying.
Bombing.
Yeah.
He'll let you go 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, this is great. Fuck everyone else.
It's all right, though, because I heckled his phone recording when he was on stage. He left his phone on the table.
Yeah.
And he's like, said some punchline. I've just fucking heckled him on his phone. And then, like, the next day, he just messaged me, thanks for fucking heckling my recording, cunt.
That is fucking great.
That's pretty good. I just wish I was there for when he was listening back to his set, like taking notes. Oh shit.
Oh, that is great. Oh man. Right as everyone goes to laugh, you're like, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one, dickhead.
All right, let's hear yours then.
I don't want to.
I didn't want to do mine. Mine was fucking shit.
I didn't ask you to. You're like, I don't want to do mine. I'll do
mine.
We're
trying to do a show here, Mitchell. We're getting some structure to this shit. We're getting back on the fucking road, all right? It's high time.
What, do we drop to 39th in Australia?
Yeah. Do you want us to be the fucking 40th ranked podcast? That's where we'll end up, unless we fucking get it together.
Do you want a drink or anything?
Oh, yes, please. I'll have whatever. Just water. Yeah, water would be nice.
Okay.
Thank you. Water's
okay.
Good.
Can I start the set?
Yeah.
All right.
Let it rip.
Cuties.
Classic opener.
Good to see you.
The best.
Table of my people up the front. People who wear glasses. But also have undiagnosed autism.
Thank you. It was all downhill from there.
I know. Let's just acknowledge this.
That was good.
Three people at a table, one chick, two, like, clearly, like, nerdy, like,
socially awkward
dudes.
Yeah.
Like overweight.
They were, like, correcting the MC on his grammar and shit.
Yeah. And then when the MC started talking again, old mate did
just
talk
over the top of him. Yeah.
It's like his brain was too slow to catch on to like a response. And then old man's like, all right, he's not going to respond, starts talking again. And then he's like, oh, wait, here's my answer. And then he's like, oh. Yeah. So there was these fucking three. Yeah. Fucking
gremlins.
Yeah. Trolls. I'd say they're more trolls. Up the front, and I got him with a good roast, and I was in high spirits. And that's apparently when my brain shuts off. So here we go.
Well, that's what you get for being in high spirits.
And I was like, fuck, I'm glad Siri can keep secrets. Siri knows everything. And not just like your porn like searches. Like, I could deal with that going out in the world. Like,
it gets so much worse. So much worse, and it's already gone bad.
He's into, like, anal sex. Who isn't in 2021? Am I right, Sarah?
It's kind of like a callback.
No.
Well, is it?
That's not a callback.
Yeah, no.
Well, you never mentioned anal sex before, and then you're just like, hey, bitch, you like anal sex, all right?
Yeah. Well, she looked like she did. And that's what I was trying to, that's where I was trying to go with that joke, but it just came off as weird. All right. And then, like, I say this next punchline, and everyone just looks at me like, ew. This is what I thought in the moment. Everyone's like, oh, yuck.
Well, you kind of lost them.
Yeah.
On the Sarah thing.
She's seen my vinegar strokes.
Ugh.
Hold up. Pause it.
No, I can't.
We gotta finish this.
This is so bad.
We gotta finish this. But
this is so fucking bad.
The way you pronounced vinegar was like V-nigger. Play it back.
Oh, just go. I can't.
Can you just play that part?
This is so painful. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it anymore, man.
It's not my fault. You had Billy's for breakfast.
We're not doing it anymore, man. I watched it once last night, and it was painful enough. I'm not doing it while I'm in this state.
We got through my 5 minutes of fucking dribble.
Fuck off. I spent like 3 minutes killing, and then another 2 minutes on a weird rant about old people and vegetables.
Oh, that's a good fucking segue. I could go, speaking of vegetables, I'm done. Old people, right? And then call him a turnip. Yeah, no, that's fucking great. Thanks for that.
Oh, man. Even, I'm so glad people couldn't see it again. Just the way I was moving. Oh, dude, it was just fucked.
You're like, it was very jarring.
Oh, I didn't look like a normal human being. No. I looked like a person with autism.
You know what you look like? You look like you were buffering. The nigger strokes.
Oh, yeah, my brain just didn't work.
Yeah, no, it was just running on one cylinder.
Yeah. Yeah, I was not ready to get on stage, and I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what you get for going first.
Yeah.
Sign up for the second half next time.
Nah.
With all the cool kids.
Who's that?
No one. No, so everyone fucking left halfway. Halfway through, it was like everyone cleared out. I was just like, well, fuck it. I guess I'm doing new stuff and talking shit. And yeah.
Your riffing was good.
Yeah, and then the riffing was good. Was. In capitals, was good. The rest of it, not so much.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, get a bit more structure to this thing. We should do, like, we should look up professional bombs or, like, things that have gone wrong for people.
Yeah.
And I think to kick it off, this segment, the number one, like, comedy going bad on a grand scale would be the Kramer video. We should watch and review what happened with Kramer. And, you know, just discuss it, you know, like the art, you know.
Just but I don't know anything about comedy.
Just pull it apart. I think that even you, in your lack of knowledge of comedy, might be able to pinpoint where Kramer goes wrong in this video.
I've got an inkling too. All right. We'll pause right on the N and be like, this is just after this N is where everything goes really bad.
We watch his 7-minute apology afterwards. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see what we get from this. Kramer's racist comedy show on YouTube if you want to look it up and follow along. Kramer goes nuts. So already, coming out of the gate a bit aggressively.
Look, I mean, we don't probably have context, being heckled.
You know?
Was he being heckled?
Oh, who knows?
Is probably. It has he lost? Yeah, he's lost his mind at a heckler.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what the story was behind it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess this segment is how to not handle a heckler.
I guess, yeah.
Shooter Williams style. Yeah. Brought many a comedian undone before. So, first thing, never go too hard on them until you've won the crowd over.
Yeah.
You can talk, you brain mouth, motherfucker. He's a nigger. He's a nigger.
Okay.
Okay, the crowd's response was kind of cheering him on a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Now they're booing.
Look, I was on side with him when he was going off.
Yeah.
The first couple, when he pulled the trigger.
Were kind of funny. Like,
oh, shit.
And then he probably could have gotten away with that.
Yeah, I think he went one nigger too many.
It's like that movie A Bridge Too Far, but it's a nigger too far.
Fucking hell.
Just one.
All right. We're 30 seconds in of the 3-minute clip. Let's see where this goes.
All right.
What was uncalled for? Like, he doesn't know. Like, that was uncalled for. That was a perfectly rational answer.
So it's not even a heckler, it's just two people talking.
Yeah. Yeah, they were just talking while he was trying to do his shit.
Well, that's pretty fucking annoying as well.
It is. It's very N-word behaviour. I thought I'd be politically correct about that one. No, we're all about equality here and fucking anyone can talk. If they're in the front row, I think this person was in the front row. Disrupting to the show.
Yeah.
But I'm screaming racial epithets at the. It's not the way to defuse the situation.
Yeah, no. I feel like he certainly turned the crowd against him at that one.
Kramer didn't watch enough Steve Hofstetter videos before he fucking got on stage. How to handle a heckler. Oh, all right. Calls him a cracker ass motherfucker. I guess it's fair game.
I feel like cracker's not as bad as calling someone the N-word.
Yeah, no.
Colour me old fashioned.
It's not. There was no cracker slaves.
Yeah, no.
There's no movie 100 Years as a Cracker.
Well, he addresses it.
Yeah. Oh, you're threatening me? Oh, it's a big threat. That's how you get back at the man. No, grow a problem for it. Wait a minute. He's not going here, Gator. You're not funny. That's why you're reset. Never had no show. Never had no movie. Stop doing that here. Oh, I guess you got me there. You're absolutely right. I'm just a wash up. Got a stand on the stage. Oh, absolutely. That's it. We had it.
Well, he was saying he was a wash-up, ironically, but shortly after this clip,
He definitely is.
We could definitely say...
The guy's laying down facts, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he did only have Seinfeld. He's not known for fucking anything else.
Yeah, he's probably getting paid a fuckload of money to do Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the Seinfeld curse, though.
Mm.
None of them got work after.
No, the chick, Elaine, did. She kept working.
Yeah. The only one.
Mm.
Oh, and fucking Newman.
Ah, yeah, Lended sort
that,
of.
That huge role in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he was good in that.
He was.
He was trying to get the fucking dinosaur out of his Jeep, and then it eats him.
It spits on him, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then...
Yeah.
Actually, imagine if that scene was instead of the dinosaur... No. The dinosaur fucks him, then they become like human... dinosaur lovers. And it's like the next morning they're laying in the back of the car. Newman's smoking a cigarette because they just banged. That's what people used to do in the 90s.
Used to. No fucking going on anymore. At least not with dinosaurs now that they're extinct.
And no one smokes indoors anymore, especially like in bed.
True.
Where did that go?
That's what happens when you interrupt me. Sorry. That's what happens.
He's like, imagine him at a fucking Thanksgiving dinner with his whole family, and he's trying to talk. And the grandmother's like, can someone pass me some beans? He's like, fuck you, Nan. You interrupted me, you fucking bitch.
shit.
So what's happened there? They just like charged the stage or something.
I'm pretty sure he gets off stage like after that point, just walks off stage and that's pretty much like the end of the recording. Those words.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, those words.
Coke's a hell of a drug.
Dave Chappelle has 2 minutes and 47 seconds on Kramer. I can't remember what that bit's about. I've heard it. I can't remember it. So, recap. Where'd he go wrong?
You want the elephant in the room or...
How to not comedy.
Yeah.
Just don't do all those things, would be my advice.
Yeah. Certainly don't do what I did last night, the night before. That was fucking awful. Dude. If I'd have known I was pulling out my set, I probably wouldn't have gotten inebriated.
If you're what? Pulling out.
If I knew that segment was something you wanted to do, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't be.
Oh, your set.
Yeah,
or the Kramer set.
I was both.
Which was
Kramer
worse?
Set.
Oh. It was all right. Like, he definitely didn't bomb. You can't call that a bomb.
We're talking on the Brian scale now. A chuckle is a kill. Murder.
Brian's never gone on a racial tirade, at least.
But he looks like the kind of dude he would.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think he has a racist bone in him.
No.
Would be funny, though.
He just loses his mind.
Secretly racist as fuck. Goes off.
He finally... Yeah.
And all his family's racist, too. He's just going off at dinner parties and shit. They're all... losing it, just
You know how Eddie was telling us about there's the comedian who does the barbecues?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine if Brian Gers barbecues, like he had his own little group of friends, but they're all just racists.
Well,
it's just a little Ku Klux Klan meeting in his backyard.
So just our barbecues, basically.
Yeah, especially in Robbo's around.
Yeah, just all white people.
He's, I'm... You'd swear Robbo was a racist, except his girlfriend's Filipino.
Yeah, that doesn't make someone not racist, though. He's still racist as fuck towards her as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't tone it down.
Keeps calling her boat person.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
She's like, I flew here on a plane.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. Fucking get out of my country.
That was fucked up when I... Did I talk about the piss bottle?
Yeah.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
I did. Fucking still haunts me.
Ah, it's fucked. Piss bottle in the back of your car for like a week.
Let's take a break.
In summer.
Let's take a middle of the podcast break.
Oh, great. Start it with a cough.
That's how we know. That's a time marker.
That's it's better. Literally, you're like a cat. You're like a cat coughing up verbal. Just all fucking day.
I know. There's something going on with my throat. It's been super
too
dry.
Too many dicks.
Super dry throat lately. Yeah, too much dick. What are you going to do?
Well, you could stop swallowing so many dicks.
I'll tell you how to do like, your job.
It's not an option. Like, no. Can't do that. What would I do on my free time?
I think it's all the sawdust and shit that I inhale at work.
Yeah, that's probably not good. Why aren't you wearing a face mask?
Masks are for pussies.
Yeah, nah, fair enough.
I'm going to catch COVID in my workplace.
No, you'd rather get cancer.
Lung cancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I might catch. I had my mask on yesterday. I was...
you're a good boy.
Cutting a hole out of a fiberglass fucking poo box.
Yeah, you definitely want a fucking mask with fiberglass.
It was James Connor's... Dad's fucking trailers that I've been doing work on. He needed a bigger window, so I was just cutting it out. And it was just the itchiest fucking shit ever.
It's hell.
When I started cutting it, I was using a hole saw.
Yeah.
And the first one just fucking went everywhere. I was like, yeah, nah, better get a mask. This could be...
You should have been in a full fucking sperm suit.
Yeah, nah, I didn't have that. Had a t-shirt. It had quite a few holes in it.
You would have just been itchy all night.
Oh, I was so cranky last night.
Yeah.
I was not in a good mood. And, like, shower didn't fucking fix it.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe, how the fuck do you... It just goes away eventually, I think.
Yeah, I'm all right today. I'm not itchy.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Well, it's not even itchy. It's like a stinging itch.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I've done it.
Yeah, pretty rough. Fuck part was the window didn't fit properly either. Like, it was fucked.
You overcut?
So, no. Under. Like, made it smaller.
Ah.
Then I had to work out from there. But, like, the inside of the window is, like, bigger than the outside of the window hole. So they're, like, different holes. So I've got to fucking... I've got the outside one fitting neatly now. I've got to fucking get the inside one fitting. But it's, like... different size and it's going to be a cunt to like line it up.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucked. It's like taken way longer than I thought. It's like, oh well, it is what it is. Can't charge $1,000 for putting a fucking window in.
No.
Nah. But I've been on it for like 7 hours or something now.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh. It's fucked up.
Kind of a job though.
Yeah. Yeah, because I cut the original hole and I'm like, oh, fuck, it's not fitting. Gonna have to fucking get out the sander and start sanding the fucking fiberglass. So that was just like clouds of it just going everywhere.
Oh my god.
Just in a t-shirt, just like, and it's like fucking 30 something degrees. I'm sweating. Oh, like, no. This is fucking itchy, man. This sucks.
Dude, I would not have done that. I would have just gone, no.
No.
Nah. I'd have been like, if you go get me some fucking PPE.
No, I'm getting itchy just thinking about it.
Yeah, go down the hardware and get some fucking...
By the time I go down there, I'll be fucking done. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, fucking, 7 hours later.
It'd be fine if it was in winter, because I would have just rugged up.
Yeah, but you still get it.
Middle of summer. Skin. Yeah.
Yeah, I've fucking cut fiberglass on mine sites before.
Mm.
Out west.
It's nasty shit.
It's fucked, man.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's good, though.
It's good.
Yeah. It's what's a good invention.
Good oh, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck. Surfboards? Imagine,
yeah, surfboards, wouldn't have them. Boats.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's about it.
I wish I could make a boat. I feel like that'd be a real handy fucking thing to have.
Do you need to have another bong?
When the ice caps melt. If you
think
when the ice caps probably should have another cone in the
break there, Chief.
They're fucking melting.
You're fucking losing it.
And you can make boats.
Belts.
Look, I feel like you'd probably need to know how to make belts as well. That would also be
the belt would come
something
in handy.
That would come in handy.
You definitely want to keep your pants up if you're making a boat.
Well, for diving belts.
Ah, for underwater living.
Yeah.
Righto. Well, if the earth ever floods, it'd be good to know that you've fucking got it covered.
Yeah.
Not to mention the starving.
Boats and belts.
Yeah. Oh, there's the belt for, like, harvesting the bounties of the sea.
Oh, probably.
After it gets flooded.
I haven't put that much thought into it.
Well, how are you going to survive? Misspoke. You can't fucking eat kelp forever.
Get a fucking flatty, mate. Get a flatty up here, you dog.
Kelp's like the potato of the sea, isn't it? If you think about it. Readily available. Probably live off it for a while.
Kelp?
Yeah. Kelp.
I can't say I've ever gone fishing and caught kelp.
Have you ever been fishing? That's what you're always... Like, fuck. Catch it all the time. Seaweed. No. Beach fishing. You go beach fishing, don't you? Never caught any kelp?
No.
Never. Not once.
Caught brim.
Yeah.
Caught flatties.
Yep.
Did I tell you about the time I told you to get a flatty up here, you cunt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember it vividly.
I've got a cough. So,
nice.
We're doing this Dubbo show.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah, we've got to come up with some ideas for skits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand by mine.
I reckon that we do a skit that we're introducing a new animal to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But the animal's just you. And we put that on the poster. We're like, to draw in a crowd. It's this new exotic animal.
Oh, man.
And it's just you bombing for 5 minutes.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Oh, that is funny.
We wheel you out in a cage.
Oh.
No, just in a garbage bin. We drag you onto the stage in a garbage bin that's full of like hay and shit.
Yeah.
And then you just crawl out of it in your undies and just fucking do a tight five. And I'm just your handler. I'm just there in like Steve Irwin regalia. The little green shorts and the fucking steel caps with green socks. And a fucking Akubra hat.
Oh, and they're awful jokes, but the crowd laughs at them anyway.
Yeah.
Just like
zoo related puns.
Yep. They're just murdering.
You can't cut your hair between now and then either.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that is a good bit. I was thinking about maybe doing one where you're just trying to get me help for my addiction to KFC. And it's like an intervention. So you've got to like live with me to make sure I don't like start using again.
Yeah.
And then you're like, where's Mitch? Oh, he's in the toilet. He's been in there a while. What's he doing in the toilet? And he's like, break in, and I'm just munging on a bucket of chicken. Like, what are you doing? I was like, I can't help it.
Trying to wean you off with like skinless chicken breast. It's not the same.
I'm punching holes in walls, freaking out. Going to full ball withdrawal, sweats.
Heard you went a bit apeshit the other day. Got in a fight with the banister.
No, me iPad, but I couldn't start punching me iPad.
Progress is a hell of a thing. No holes in the wall or the iPad.
Yeah.
Mate, you've fucking got it under control.
Mate.
What happened? You dropped it on your ingrown toenail or something?
Yeah.
Goose the geese.
Nah, it's good now.
Oh, well, the iPad fucking burst the pus out, did it?
No, I don't know.
That's what I do.
I'm good.
If I get an ingrown toenail, I'll just sink my foot in dead hole in water, hot water.
Ah.
And just soak it in that. Just put it in a bucket for like an hour.
Yeah.
Nice hot water. And then just fucking give it a squeeze. Just squeeze my toe. Right where the sore spot is, and it fucking does the job half the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The other time?
Well, it hasn't led me wrong yet, so fuck, all the time.
That's all the time.
Yeah.
Mate.
Not even half the time.
Yeah.
Just half the time that I've got an ingrown toe.
Yeah.
Now, it's all in the cutting of your toe. Like, these are getting a bit long.
Yeah.
As you can see. For the listener. Fucking 5 mil I'm rocking.
Yep.
5 mil a nail of white over the end. It's too much.
Yeah, wow.
I call it.
Are we seriously sitting here talking about your toenails?
I call it 4.5.
Like, what the fuck, cunt?
You got a better topic?
No, man. I haven't. Keep going, please.
You can't cut the corner off.
Yeah, I know.
That's the issue.
I know.
You cut your corner off, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're cutting corners.
I don't know what I did. Anyway.
Enough about my toes.
Yeah. Oh, more cunts video who ideas. Can chew their own toenails. Oh, fuck yeah. Those cunts. Oh,
I probably could.
Gross. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't reckon. Not as flexible as I used to be.
Fuck, that's next level. Don't do that. It's fucking... Imagine me doing it, this big fat fuck.
Little fat fuck.
Yeah, little
fat. You're not a big fat fuck.
Not yet. Working on it.
You're always going to be a little fat fuck because you're not tall.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if I was like 6'5", it'd be all right being fat because I'd be 6'5". Everyone's like, yeah, I'm still not going to fuck with him.
No. Now it's just like...
Ugh.
He's like a bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly. All you
got to
do is knock me on my back. I'll be like a stuck turtle. Can't get up. Not because like I'm not flexible or can't stand. I'd likely be full of chocolate. Probably wouldn't want to move too fast.
I've got like two parts of a bowling ball joke. I just don't have the punchline. It's like,
yeah,
you're like a bowling ball. Put three fingers in me. And I'll
me down.
Yeah, I'll come back for more.
Throw me down some dirty alley.
Yeah. Put three fingers in me and take me down the alley and I'll come back for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. There. You're like a modern day Eminem.
Except none of that rhymed.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to rhyme. Haven't you seen that about Eminem?
Yeah.
He's like, I can rhyme purple with orange. Like, do it. He's like, pull orange.
What? Fuck you.
Oh, cunt. Oh, fucking Eminem. He couldn't be famous if you'd have taken him from 20 years ago and put him in society today. I don't think he'd be famous.
You don't reckon?
No.
Today?
Yeah. I don't reckon his style of rapping back in like the 90s with all like the murder fucking Kim songs.
Well, he says faggot a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of frowned upon these days. Which
yeah.
is really.
Can you imagine that? You're a brand new rapper and you just start calling people faggots. And like, oh, yeah, nah, this industry isn't for you, dude. That would never fly today. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That, like, it used to be, like, the olden times used to be really, like, restrictive.
The olden times.
Yeah, it was like a lot of things weren't socially accepted.
Horses and carts and faggots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the name of this podcast? Horses and carts and faggots.
And retards.
No, it was going well.
Yeah.
It was going well.
Oh, yeah, dude. I bombed so fucking hard.
It's all right. We've moved on past that. Apart from the fact that you didn't play your whole video because you're a coward.
I couldn't, man.
That'll go down in the history books.
Yeah, you can call me a coward.
I'm going to hold on to that one. I remember when you didn't play your video?
Do you remember when Bobby put my fucking set up online?
Put your crowd work. Me? Put your 10 seconds of crowd work online.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
What's your name? Patrick. No, I got nothing.
Yeah, fucking zinger.
Just the art of my bombing best, with Mitchell Coyne.
My best work. And he just put it up on his Facebook for everyone to see.
He's got a lot of friends too.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be famous for the wrong reasons.
I know. Look at that fat dude who bombs all the time.
Could you make a career out of bombing deliberately?
Fuck, I know a couple of people who had given it a red on go. You and me might be two of them.
Yeah, contender. Feel like you've taken the reins on that one, though.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. Oh, that was like reconsider my life choices.
That's what you need.
I was like, oh, man, I was way too comfortable up here before.
Yeah. Well, it's all for you.
Yeah. Pretty much. Why am I doing this?
Love every second of it.
When it's like, when it works and when you're doing well and people are laughing, it's the greatest. You're like, oh man, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. And then you go to bombing, which is literally, I want to do anything else in the world rather than be where I am right now.
Yeah.
It's those two like solid extremes.
Yeah.
Between it, like that's what the real risk is.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be so fun if there wasn't the risk of feeling so bad though. Of it going so bad.
Yeah, can you imagine if you had to do that? Well, yeah. Well, we're trying to do it, like doing that as a job, like but that's your career in any other field.
Yeah,
like where you go to work, and if something doesn't quite work out at work. It's like the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. Fuck, get up next week.
Yeah, I know. Because we're suckers for punishment. We're always chasing that dragon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Love a bit of dead air.
I've had a bit to drink.
Drink, eh?
Yeah. Fucking, you written any new jokes?
I was just going to go to that, eh?
Yeah.
Classic. Respect
how long
elders.
Have we been on?
About 50 minutes. We won't do like 2 hours today.
Yeah, no, good.
It's not.
Let's not do that. Fuck, that was a long podcast.
Man, I've got the new Need for, well, not new. It's like 2019 Need for Speed, but it's fucking pretty good.
Hmm?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Got myself a Mustang. I'm fucking tearing around.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Drifting.
In daddy's car.
Yeah.
Do you pretend it's daddy's car?
I do.
Yeah.
Fucking, I was going to paint it red, like the Mustang that was in the garage. No. And Robbo's like, yeah, like your dad's car. I'm like, fuck you, cunt. Just made it white.
Has he got custom number
plates?
He had
a white one too. I'm pretty sure he's had every coloured Mustang. Like, there's no yeah. way I'm fucking getting out of it.
Yeah, no.
Fucking rich
If you
cunt.
Could have custom, like, number plates, you could call it Daddy's Boy 1.
What? That's like so many letters. It's 6, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how are you going to fit Daddy's Boy 1 on there?
There used to be 6. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Mm.
It's more than 6 characters.
All right, so instead of fucking getting the produce out of the dumpster, what if we just went and bought it from Woolies and then went and sold it at the farmer's market but didn't specifically say that it was organic?
They give away free fruit.
Who?
Woolies.
Well, you're allowed to sell the free fruit that they give away. Well, they give free fruit to kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, so we just need go a in kids. And
yeah, take the fruit.
All right, well, let's just go fucking kidnap yeah. a primary school then.
Yeah.
Can't see perfect. That going wrong.
No, you use a niece or a nephew or something.
Well, I've burnt through all of mine. They don't want to talk to me anymore. It's because I'm a racist, not because I fuck them.
And you feel like one of them in modern days would be worse than the other?
Oh, they're all tattletales. You'd never get away with it. Like, Ethan just wants this fruit
the
to sell to hippies.
Or the kids?
Oh, the kids.
Oh, I thought you were a racist.
Oh, I'm a racist. I was like, writing this bit. Oh, fuck, this goes on for a while. Sounds like hard for straight white men to get a job in IT.
Mm.
Like, it's just not who they're hiring at the moment. They're trying to be a bit more diverse, so it's easy to get a job. Like, they want more females and more people of colour in, which is a good thing. But
why do you need to justify that with the, oh, it's a good thing?
Yeah, because people get upset.
I think you're overthinking it.
It's a fucking shit thing, actually. Mm. I'm fucking over it. Can't get a job in IT. Got a degree in it. I'm fucked. Unless I go and wear an address, then I'll fucking get that job. But I was going to say, maybe I could get a job in an IT call center as a diversity hire, like reverse the fucking roles, because it's just all Indian people.
Yeah.
So they'll hire me for like diversity, because I'm white. But I'll have
diversity
to do...
doesn't work the opposite way.
Yeah, it's going to, because I'm going to...
You're going
to
march.
I'm gonna go over to India and work in a call center, and I'm going to take on an Indian name. Like they do when they come over here.
Yeah.
They have to take on a Western name. Like, I'm just going to call myself Pajit or fucking Kumar or some shit.
Are you talking to Pajit? Yeah. They don't understand
and they give me the same racist shit. They're like, I cannot fucking understand you. That's not your real name, is it?
You come over here, take good, hard-working Indian jobs.
You speak proper Punjabi. Well, fuck off. Go back to your own country.
Cracker,
you probably eat fucking potatoes and sausages.
That's a funny bit. That is a funny bit right there.
It's racist as fuck.
But but it's like reversed, so it's funny.
Reverse racism is always funny. But then I have to like how Indian people try and sound English, but they just don't. Like, I have to put on the accent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hello, sir, can I configure your modem today?
Fuck.
It's fucked up that like people from other countries and shit, when they come over here, they have to take a Western name.
Mm.
It's like, we're so dumb, we can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Be like me turning up to a job and being like, hey, my name's Ethan. They're like, oh, that's too fucking confusing. Pick another one. I'm going to call you Bob. We can handle Bob.
They do it like to, I guess that's what's his face's joke, where he's like, they named me a good Australian name because his face wasn't a dead giveaway for his race.
Mm. Who's that?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember his name now. Asian.
Oh, Roger.
Roger, yeah.
Yeah, Roger Lee's bit.
Yeah.
Sung Lee, Suck Lee, Sung Lee. I don't know how he's...
And Roger.
And Roger.
Yeah. Like, why do you call me Roger? So you fit in.
They still look the same.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great bit.
That is a fucking awesome bit.
Yeah, you should be... I don't know. I don't get the whole fucking name them a Western name.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, like, we don't go to Russia, take on the name, like, Dmitry. Like, oh, yeah, I used to be called Mitch, but now I'm Dmitry. Good, hard, strong Russian name, so I fit in.
Yeah, but you're going from white to white there.
Yeah.
So it's not...
Yeah, no.
If you went to Africa...
Yeah.
Called yourself Tongo or something.
You definitely can't do that. I feel like that might be...
I am Tongo Coin. And I talk like this now.
You just couldn't do that.
I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just trying to fit in. Me and Don Cheadle are going to take over Hotel Wakanda. Hotel Wakanda. Forever. Oh, this one's going to get us taken down.
You definitely can't turn up into as a white dude, walk into like an African area and be like, Wakanda forever. And like pretend to be black. You can't do that. But fuck, it would be funny.
What if you're going to go over there to work?
Oh,
like I'm just trying to fit in.
That would be like a good Borat bit.
That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But like if you did like a hidden camera thing and just to see how people around you would react, I wouldn't suggest doing it in Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the warlords might not be too happy with yeah. any of that.
Yeah, no.
You'll be first on General Butt Naked's rape list.
He's a priest now.
Well, yeah, he's recovered.
Yeah.
He only fucks little boys now.
He fucked little boys before that as
oh,
well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like a big thing over there.
Good to see someone who doesn't, you know, discriminate.
Yeah, yeah. You could only do that as an African dude. Only an African dude can do that. You do not see Asian people doing that.
They eat the poo-poo.
Running into battle completely naked.
Let's go out on that. The fucking Jason Mumbumba or something.
Momoa.
No, not Jason Momoa. The eat the poo-poo thing.
Oh, yeah.
The what's his name?
My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda.
Oh my God.
We are making legislation to make sure that sodomy and homosexuality never sees the light of legality in this land of the Pearl of Africa. Oh. I've taken time to do a little research to know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom. One of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked like this by the other person, like ice cream. And then what happens, even poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo-poo.
It's like he's a 6-year old trying to make a story up. Yeah.
They actually, he asked the children to leave later because he puts on like gay porn and like shows everyone. He goes, oh. I've been doing some research. I'm sure you have.
But that was seriously like a fucking 6-year old just like, what'd you do on the weekend? He's like, yeah, we went down the shops and then there was a gremlin and a fucking dragon. And you're like, yeah, this didn't happen. You're like, no, it did.
I'm sure if that's what you're Googling, you will find homosexuals eating each other's poo on the internet.
100%.
If that's what you're Googling.
That's what he's done, yeah. He's like, I wonder if homosexuals eat poo. And then he's Googled it, and Rule 34 of the internet states that.
He's like, also, no females in Uganda because I've seen them fuck horses. Every female fucks horses. Even though we have giant penises, we cannot compete with horses. Remove all the women and all the horses. that's us. That's another lovely episode. Thanks for sticking around and listening to this garbage.
Yeah.
Got any dates coming up, Mitch?
No.
Anything you want to plug?
Dubbo Fringe Festival. We're doing a six comedian show, two nights. First weekend of Dubbo.
Awesome. Mitch is turning up in a bin, and I need a fucking Steve Irwin outfit. If you can help us out, let us know. Subscribe to the Patreon that we don't post anything on. That'd be nice too. All right, bye. I love you.
All right, bye. Mwah.